Last week, I heard that the American Center in Kolkata was hosting a Spelling Bee grand finale. Just as I was twisting my head around the idea that Spelling Bee championships in India were being hosted by the American Center, I heard the news of imminent Hive collapse in America. The website Quartz reported that the Scripps National Spelling Bee might have just undercut its best competitors, Indian Americans. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Since 1925, the Spelling Bee has only asked its competitors to spell. Now it wants to test them, not just on spelling, but vocabulary. Competitors in the preliminary rounds and semifinals will face multiple choice vocabulary questions. Zach Seward, who wrote the article for Quartz, writes, "The abruptness of the change suggests that something else is going on, and it's not pretty. Could this be about trying to break the near monopoly by Indian Americans whose educational traditions put," he writes, "a greater emphasis on rote memorization than do American schools?"
I'm good at it. I don't necessarily like it because it's a lot of rote memorization and it's kind of boring. But if I'm good at it, why not do it? So.
That is Akshaya Aitha of Dublin, California, whom I met at a spelling bee in the Indian Community Center in Milpitas a couple of years ago. I remember that crowd clearly. There was a mother who was painstakingly writing down each word in the spelling bee binder. A grandfather in a Cisco baseball cap was documenting the excitement on his iPhone. A little sister sat patiently on the chair, silently mouthing the words her brother was spelling on stage, likely learning the ropes before her own debut. Dads in t-shirts and shorts texted updates endlessly. There is no spelling bee gene Indians are blessed with, just wannabe families, admitted mom Radha Subramaniam.
Our background tends to force us to, you know, bang on our kids' head until they do it. And, you know, and then if you keep rapping about it all day long, the kids probably bolt under the pressure and they said, okay, God, she wouldn't stop. Let me just do it.
Akshay was then 13. He had been doing this since he was 6.
Well, I used to have like a lucky shirt, but then it got too small.
I wonder what all these kids and their mothers will make of the new rules. Will they cry racism and discrimination? Will they rush to now make the children memorize meanings along with the spellings? Will some politician in India demand that the Indian Prime Minister stand up for our spelling bee champions in America? I used to be a word geek too. I remember reading our old falling apart Oxford Dictionary for pleasure, the way you'd read a book. I don't know how many of those words stuck with me. I don't know if their love affair with words will stick with these kids when they turn 15 or 16. Or will they only remember with dread the words they stumbled on?
Fibrillation. F-I-B-R-A-L-A-T-I-O-N. Fibrillation.
Sorry, but the correct spelling for this word is F-I-B-R-I-L-L-A-T-I-O-N.
Everybody had a reason about why this spelling bee obsession was good for their children's future, especially in the age of spell check.
And that actually improves the brain waves to understand about English language as such and gives them more confidence about the language.
As parents, sometimes I learn new words with him. I know last time he went to the final round and his word was latitudinary and I never knew about this word, so I just learned about that word.
Only one father had a different take.
Many of these kids are just used to winning everything they touch their hands on. And now and then a little reminder of reality and also a little humility is goes a long way. Good for the soul.
Radha Subramaniam's son, Mayank, didn't win that bee. It was his last chance. I asked him what he had learned.
A lot of words, and what I still haven't learned is how to cope with failure.
Whatever the motives of the new rules of the Scripps Spelling Bee, perhaps it's time Indian American parents just took a moment and gave the kids a break. A breathing spell from the spelling bee. It can be good for the soul. In Kolkata, this is Sandeep Roy for KALW.